We are looking at Surah Sad, which is in the 23rd juz of the Noble Quran. It is also the 38th Surah of the Noble Quran. Surah Sad, there is specific mention of the great Nabi from amongst the Anbiya, the one whom Allah had made a vicegerent on earth. Who are we talking about? We're talking of none other than Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Izzah addresses him by saying, Ya Dawoodu, Inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ardi, fahkum bayna nasi bil haqqi wa la tattabi'il hawa, fayudhillaka an sabilillah. O Dawood, indeed we have made you a deputy on earth to judge between people with the truth, and do not follow your carnal passions which will mislead you from Allah's path. So this was the instruction that was given to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. It is compulsory for every ruler to be just in his judgment. However, the responsibility is greater when a person is a khalifa, a deputy, as well as a Nabi of Allah. It is absolutely essential for such a person to remain firmly on the side of truth and justice. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِئِ الْهَوَىٰ. Do not follow your carnal desires. فَيُذِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. It will mislead you from Allah's path. In essence, a person can follow only one of two things. Either it is Huda or Hawa. Huda means guidance, Hawa means passion. Huda will entail everything that stems from Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not permissible to follow anything that does not stem from Allah and His Messenger, and which follows the dictates of the Hawa, the carnal self. Following Hawa, the carnal passions, prevents a person from fulfilling his obligation of the Sharia. Now look at this. This is with regards to passing judgment. And within our own ranks, we have people, maybe judges, magistrates, who are mu'mineen. Many judges, magistrates pass judgment that is contrary to the law of Allah, meaning they pass a judgment perhaps of the permissibility of abortion and things like that. They also accept bribes and favor from their relatives, nepotism. When passing their verdicts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, كُنُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَىٰ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْقَرَبِينَ. Be firm in establishing justice and be a witness for Allah, even if it is against your own selves, your parents, your relatives. It may also occur that unjust decisions are passed because of enmity between two people. In this regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. اِعْدِلُوا وَأَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Let not animosity for a nation provoke you to being unjust. Be just. It is closer to taqwa. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala has reported that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do you people know what Allah says about the people will first reach his shade on the day of Qiyamah? And the Sahaba replied, Allah and His Messenger know best. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are those who people who accept their right when it's given to them, and fully hand over any right when it's asked of them. They are people who pass judgment in favor of others, just as they would like others to pass judgment in their favor. And this is a narration from Mishkat. So following one's whims leads one to misinterpret the Quran, the Hadith, holding at times a bad opinion of the ulama, devising ways to avoid paying zakat. Then we want to substantiate our usury. Sometimes we hide behind some modern writers, and this is all stems from the following of our carnal selves. In pursuit of all of this, we trample on the injunctions of the Sharia. This is one group of people. On the other hand, there are those who follow the guidance of Allah, brought by His illustrious Nabi. They make this the purpose of their lives and heed every command. Allah Rabbul Izzah cautioned Sayyidina Dawood, ولا تتبع الهوى فيضلك عن سبيل الله. Just as a person who follows the dictates of his carnal passion become oblivious of the Sharia in this world, this subservience to his passions will mislead him from Allah's path in the year after as well. Although a person may do things in the name of deen and piety, his deeds will be contrary to Sharia if he becomes a victim of his carnal desires. When we look at those who go to the graves and they worship the graves, or they idolize the saints and they carry out various customs, what is at the core of this? It is to satisfy their carnal passions. People are more prone to follow bid'ah than to follow sunnah. This is because the acts of bid'ah are innovations tailored to please shaitan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, shaitan said, I destroy people by casting them into sin, but they destroyed me with istighfar because they secure the forgiveness of Allah, thereby putting shaitan's efforts to waste. He says, then I devised actions that are not in Allah's deen, but which suits their desires. They then regard these actions as virtue, on which account they do not make istighfar. On account of which they do not make istighfar. And that is where we end up getting caught. We do such things and we don't. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, verily, there shall be a severe punishment for those who deviate from Allah's path because they forgot the day of reckoning. This verse sounds a very strong warning for those who stray from Allah's path and forget about the appointment on the day of Qiyamah, when they will have to account for their deeds. And the warning contained in this verse applies to every person who strays from Allah's deen in any way. And specifically, it applies to those who deny the coming of the day of Qiyamah. And if they accept it, they are negligent about it and fail to make adequate preparation. As a result, they draw for themselves the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So today's verses that we've been looking at the aspect of not following one's desires. Following what is the sunnah, you have sunnah and the opposite of sunnah is bid'ah. If you follow sunnah, then you are safe from bid'ah. But if you follow bid'ah, then the reality is that you will never make istighfar for your misgivings. Because bid'ah, we think we're doing يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ sunnah. We think that we are doing good, but in actual fact we are doing something harmful. And that is the reality of bid'ah. So may Allah save us all from bid'ah and keep us steadfast on the sunnah.